I grew up hogging our home phone line, talking for hours with my best friend despite having just spent an entire school day together. Lying in bed, my plastic green handset against my ear, she and I caught up on what happened during the 20 minutes we spent apart on the bus ride home. We'd rehashed the usual our crushes, both at school and in the pages of Tiger Beat, and whether or not we would coordinate our outfits the next day, which was always yes. Meanwhile, my parents' phone calls flashed across our call waiting screen, never to be answered. It was our own little world. My kids are growing up in a world that is more connected than ever, but at ages 6 and 9, they've never had a way to stay in touch with friends and family independently. I've been serving as their administrative assistant for the better part of a decade, texting parents who are saved in my phone as Susie so-and-so's mum to ask if their kid wants to have a playdate with mine. So when my older daughter asked about the tin can, a colorful, Wi-Fi-enabled landline designed for kids, I was curious, for her sake and mine. This plug-in, corded phone is screen-free and designed to let kids communicate with friends and family without a smart device. Demand is high, and current orders won't ship until June. As many parents grapple with when to get their school-age kid, a first phone or a smartwatch, the landline has re-emerged as a kind of throwback tool to encourage independence. Landlines have old-school charm, maybe especially for millennial parents like me looking to give their kids a 90s summer, that is, riding a bike without supervision, playing outside until dark, and yes, planning those get-togethers without using a parent's cell phone. There are several ways to go about reintroducing a house phone into your life, whether that includes copper wires or not. Business and home communication company Ooma, for example, has offered spam-filtered internet calling for years. But Tin Can, co-founded in 2024 by Seattle-based friends Chet Kittleson, Max Blumen, and Graham Davies, is leading the pack in home phones designed specifically for kids. Kittleson dreamed up the phone in his daughter's school pickup line as a solution to the problem of arranging playdates. He didn't love playing the go-between, while his daughter was eager for a connection and agency. He said he started to feel both sad that she wasn't experiencing the same sort of freedom, play-based childhood that he had, and also frustrated that so much of it was on him, the parent, to organize and create that childhood for her. He went on to pitch the idea to Blumen and Davies, and the three tested out a prototype within their parent-friend group. It was an immediate hit. They launched their website in April 2025, with the ability to purchase their original tin can flashback phone or to pre-order the in-house design tin can, the first batch of which shipped in the fall. Parents have had to get on pre-order lists for every release since. In November 2025, soon after the first tin cans dropped, I bulk ordered phones with a group of three other parents from my daughter's elementary school. This was practical in more ways than one. The company offers discounts for bulk orders, and, assuming your kids' friends also don't already have their own phones or a landline, they'll be needing phones too. My girls have affectionately dubbed our group the Tin Can Crew. We had to wait until February for delivery, so in the meantime, my family borrowed a tin can flashback from a neighbor who had purchased two, ensuring her daughter would have someone else to chat with. The flashback, the company's original model, had to be plugged directly into a router to work. It's now been phased out, though Tin Can still offers full support to existing owners. For the last several months, my kids have been testing both phones. They've been talking to their family and friends constantly. In many ways, the Tin Can operates like any house phone. It is corded and has to be plugged into the wall, and it has actual tactile buttons and no screen. You hold it to your ear, but my kids, who were raised on video calls, initially screamed into it like a walkie-talkie. The tin can is playfully designed to look like an actual tin can, with buttons that are easy for kids to decipher and press. It feels high quality, but not hefty, like the plastic phones of my childhood. Setup took me about 5 minutes. All you need is an electrical outlet, a Wi-Fi connection, and an adult smartphone on which you install the tin can app. Because calls to and from your tin can's phone number are limited to approved contacts, the final step is to enter those numbers into the app's contact list, which you can edit at any time. We keep a paper list next to the phone for my daughters to reference, which includes grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, and, of course, our tin can crew. No scam calls come in, and no unauthorized calls go out. When we dial a number that isn't in our contact list, a recording tells us it isn't approved and to try again. This feature is perfect for my 6-year-old who is still learning to dial and for her 9-year-old sister, who announced that she wanted to make a bunch of phone calls to Japan like she saw one of the characters do in an episode of Full House. For $10 per month, you can sign up for the Party Line plan, which allows calls to and from both Tin Can and non-Tin Can phones, or you can opt for the free Can 2 Can plan, which allows calls only to other Tin Can phones. According to the company, the Party Line plan is by far the most popular. Because my family began testing these phones before most of our friends received theirs, we have used only the paid plan that allows external calls, with the first month free. It's worth the price for my family, since my kids regularly call relatives who live far away, but we know friends who are perfectly happy with the free plan. Both the free and paid plans let you register your home address with emergency dispatch, use speed dial and voicemail, and view call logs. Both plans also include optional 911 access, but keep in mind that because the phone requires an internet connection, it won't work if you lose power. You can also set quiet hours during which incoming and outgoing calls are disabled, except for 911 calls. Three-way calling and international phone calls beyond the United States and Canada are not yet available, but Kittleson said they are exploring those features. My daughters have grown up making video calls on my cell phone to relatives who live out of town, but those conversations rarely hold their attention. They make funny faces or get distracted by the screen itself. Once we got the tin can, they started to develop real communication skills and phone etiquette. They say hello and who is this, and they engage in actual conversation. I heard my 6-year-old say that her sister is not available right now, but she will let her know you called. My kids now call neighborhood friends and plan to meet outside to play, and they arrange playdates without me having to go back and forth with the other parent. I do still need to drive them places, I'm not hanging up my chauffeur hat yet. One of their friends in the neighborhood has a smartwatch, which my kids are also able to call from their Timken phone. They regularly meet up and walk to the store down the block that sells candy cheap enough to buy with couch quarters. I grew up in a rural area where I couldn't meet up with friends without my parents giving me a ride, so watching my kids make and execute plans without my involvement is extremely gratifying. The phone's popularity hasn't only made it hard to get your hands on the thing, which is especially aggravating when kids whose friends are chatting about it at school feel left out. Tin can phone owners have also reported frustrating connectivity issues. The company's biggest hiccup so far occurred over the 2025 holiday season, when a new surge in users overloaded the server and caused snags like dropped calls and dead air issues that lasted for 2 weeks. We experience momentary, sporadic loss of connection even now, up to a few times a week, where the phone rings and nobody is there, or we dial a friend's number and are met with silence on the other end. Kickerson said these delays are usually a result of individual Wi-Fi issues, and that they are happy to troubleshoot directly with customers to resolve them. Common solvable problems have included the phone being placed too far from the router, or extenders being placed throughout the house, resulting in medium internet quality. Our own issues have almost always been resolved by hanging up and trying again, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, since my kids are experiencing something other than instant gratification for once. Some people say that the sound quality on the phone is tinny, but I've been able to hold conversations even with people who are on speakerphone in their cars and hear them just fine. Tin Can's minimalism extends to its design options, so if you have your heart set on a throwback phone that looks like red lips or a hamburger, you're out of luck. Meanwhile, Pinwheel, which makes one of the picks in our guide to the best first phones, is planning to release a phone that comes in a wider variety of styles and colors on the 26th of May, 2026. Pinwheel home phones will start at about $60. Like Tin Can, Pinwheel will offer free and paid calling plans. If you're on the fence about the Tin Can, you could add yourself to Pinwheel's waitlist, with no commitment required, and hold back for 6 weeks to see what's available. But despite the Tin Can's months-long wait time and $100 price tag, I have become something of an evangelist. It doesn't take much to hammer home the benefits. I cite my daughter's months of contented chatting, silly prank calling, planning to produce a movie with friends, and setting up spontaneous neighborhood playdates. Best of all, they have completely stopped asking for a smartphone.